Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
Good Tuesday morning to you. The time is 7:39. The temperature is 44 degrees under foggy conditions. We'll reach a high today of about 54. It should be great once the fog lifts. Should actually be some pretty sunny skies actually through most of the week. And the rain settles in, they say, by end of the week, work week, into the weekend. And then we'll rinse and repeat.
There you go. That's kind of what it is.
That's it. We'll give you a forecast in a whole week in less than 30 seconds.
In a creative way that you won't forget.
That's right. You can find it right here on Palmetto Mornings, weekdays, 6 to 9, Monday through Friday, 6 to 9 a.m. I'm Lucas McFadden.
I'm Patty Mercer, and we are so glad to have you with us. You know, weather, it fluctuates up and down, but when it comes to school, you know that's where you're going to be Monday through Friday during that time period. And, of course, we love hearing directly from our schools. Brian Dillon is in studio this morning to share the updates on what's happening in your school district.
Yeah, Brian represents the Clover School District, and Brian, we'll start with one of the big headlines. Amen to the Clover football program.
You guys are doing it.
The last school standing. All of our hopes are on your backs to bring home
pressure.
A state championship. Yeah, no pressure.
Well, we're really excited. We get to host the third round. Dorman will be coming to town on Friday night, 7:30 at Memorial Stadium. They're the top team in the state. So it's going to be a challenge, but it's a challenge that our student-athletes, they're willing to accept. They've accepted it all year. They've had a target on their back. They were looked at as one of the top returning teams with 40-some-odd seniors, and they've really stepped up to the challenge. So we're very proud of the work that our students have done on the field. This is work that they're doing in the classroom as well, and that Coach Lane is doing with the team and in the community, because there's a buzz. There really is a buzz, and it's on the backs of what they've done to rally around the community, bring the community in, have them be a part of the team and the program, and there's nothing better than that.
It's exciting.
What's the vibe on campus there at Clover High School? It's got to be really exciting, especially as you get close, especially as you advance. And then you make it to, which now the third round, you're hosting, which is great to be have home field advantage. As we saw last Friday night during the monsoon that came through, it's always better to play on your turf. You know the lay of the land. But when Friday rolls around this Friday, I bet the excitement in the school is really exciting.
Well, I mean, they just finished the first ever undefeated season in school history in football. So, yeah, excitement is there. You can feel it. It's palpable. And everybody's excited and just ready to have that next step. And everybody knows this is going to be a test on Friday. There's a lot of excitement. Jalen Lane just committed last night to Middle Tennessee State. The kids are really excited and have been performing at a very high level.
Well, to Brian's point, too, they're student athletes, and they also excel in the classroom. Morgan Cox, who's our sports reporter over at CN2, was telling me one of your high school football players has made a 1300 on the SAT and has a 4.97 GPA.
Yeah, Hayden Johnson, and he made the play of the game against Malden the other night right before halftime. Malden is streaking down the field, looking like it's going to be a 70-yard touchdown, and he comes out of nowhere, chases him from 5 yards down, strips the football, and Clover keeps it. The kid is outstanding. When you talk to Hayden, he has a good head on his shoulders. He speaks very well, and yes, his test scores are through the roof. And
that's the one to watch.
Yeah. That's it. I don't even know I could do that now. Yeah. And I've graduated from school. I couldn't make that on the SAT or my GPA, so amen to that. That's fantastic.
Good choices.
Yeah. We're speaking with Brian Dillon. He's the public information officer for the Clover School District, and we're learning what's going on inside the schools there. Another big honor for one of your teachers at Bethel Elementary School.
Yes, Miss Patty Smith, and it happened about a month ago now. You know, we were sitting in here that Tuesday morning, just none the wiser, and then I get an email later that afternoon that Miss Patty Smith was selected to receive the Presidential Award for Excellence in Mathematics and Science Training.
Wow, congratulations. Congratulations.
It's quite an award. That week was a whirlwind for Miss Smith. Mm. She had to take the rest of the week off and get up to Washington, D.C. to receive her award. She had Congressman Norman there with her as well. Mm. So it was a great opportunity to really honor the work that she does. Each spring, she does this awesome unit. It's called Math Imagineering. And she'll let you come if you want to ride a bicycle with square wheels. She'll show you how.
Really?
So it's a really neat thing that she does. A lot of cool, yeah, cool stuff. And her square wheel bicycle always catches my imagination and lights me up when I see it. It's really neat.
She's a former district teacher of the year, if I'm not mistaken, right?
So yes, she is a former district teacher of the year. She won that about 4 years ago, 5 years ago, right? Mm-hmm. Right as I was coming in, she was the teacher of the year that year. And she is all about community. She wants the school to give back to the community to be involved with the school, teachers to help other teachers rise through the ranks and really improve themselves. And she really is the embodiment of what we look for in Clover School District, that excellence every day to be her best to help her students reach what they can reach. And she's got different ways about her. It's really interactive in the classroom. She gets results.
She is, she has a calling. I mean, a passion, a calling. She gets things done. And I love that she connects community and sees the opportunity for the students, because it really is a win-win. The more you get involved, I mean, even like football, your student body, they must be so stoked to have their, football team. And I'm sure, do you allow posters in the hallways and things like that?
Yes.
Is it just nuts right now?
There's a number of stuff. There's, scores from games, from each game throughout. There's a lot of stuff on the walls there.
Yeah.
Commemorating the season that they've been having.
It's always good to check in with the Clover School District. Check them out online on social media. And thank you so much, as always, Brian Dillon, the Public Information Officer for the Clover School District.